We talked earlier about settling houses, and a lot of our listeners don't understand. I understand because you guys have been on the show for 6-7 years, and I've learned a ton. But rain is actually good for foundations, and drought that we've had is not good for you or Corey because he can't, you know, clean up basements when there's no water in their basements unless pipes break. But can you explain why rain is good for foundations and why this time of year, because of the lack of rain, is harmful or could be harmful and foundations could be shifting?
Yeah, so they both actually have an effect. So when it rains, most of the soil in our area is clay, and it absorbs some of that rain and it expands. So it actually puts pressure up against your foundation when we have rainy times.
Holds it in place.
In a sense, it can, but it can also put too much pressure on the foundation. So when it rains a lot and there's a lot of pressure, you can actually get some inward movement and things can happen structurally. And then alternatively, when it gets very dry, which it has over the last couple of months, that clay soil shrinks. So it dries out, it pulls away from the foundation, and so that pressure is removed. If it's dry enough, long enough, it can actually be no longer touching the sides of your foundation. So you can go outside and you actually see a gap there.
Does urinating in your backyard or dog run like I do when I take my dogs out, does that help because I'm adding more liquid to the ground?
Yeah, it probably depends on how many dogs you have.
How often you go out there.
Yeah. Got a good stream.
It would take a lot. I would say it probably wouldn't have a big
I drink a lot of water, Jeremy. Just throwing it out there. What am I doing? I'm waiting for my dog. I got to go to the bathroom.
They're going to the bathroom.
I'm next to the fence. They can't. Nobody can see me.
Sure.
I'm
not judging.
You're setting an example.
Why not?
Yeah, I'm not judging.
It's God's way.
You're marking your territory, too.
It's what where do you think they urinated 500 years ago?
Well, of course.
Okay, I'm just making a point.
Yep.
Back to you, Josh. Joel. Begins with a J.
It could be Josh the cookie.
It's the cookie. It's a chocolate chip cookie that's throwing me off.
So you're out there protecting the stability of your foundation.
You're welcome.
That's smart.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a lot
of... I like how he keeps a straight face.
I should contract myself out to other homes that are having foundation problems.
That would be amazing.
It's a new service we could roll out.
Joel.
And so, there's a lot of fluctuating conditions around your foundation, and that's what happens. So there's a lot of pressure, and then there's a lack of pressure. And so what happens in some foundations, depending on soil conditions and a lot of different factors, people can have structural issues in their homes, which usually represented by the foundation sinking down into the ground or walls caving in. And they're some of the hardest things to identify. A lot of times they start out pretty mild and you might not recognize it. So November, after all this dry time, is a good time to see what's changing and happening around your house. And that can be represented by things like doors and windows that are sticking, cracks in drywall above those areas. And let's say those cracks in the basement and the foundation widening or deflecting. And so you usually notice upstairs that your floors maybe starting to get uneven. Those are symptoms of what could be happening.
You know what's happened in my house?
What is happening?
You know, around the garage, because you have that whatever.
Neoprene weather stripping?
No, it's on the outside.
Yeah.
That started cracking. So I took a. I'll show you. I sent the picture to my
faulty product.
Well, hello. I think it's got to be some type of settling. It's been over 3 years, right? You think or no? I'll show you pictures. I got pictures.
Yeah, need to see the pictures.
Once we see the pictures. The reality is there's a lot of different things that can happen in your house. And so it's just good when you see something that's not normal, whether it's what you're experiencing with your garage or, with your doors. You know, it's good to have it looked at, because when you catch these things early, then we're able to treat them more simply.
Joel, you had questions about...
I'm not Joel.
I mean...
I like it.
Jeremy.
Wow, you're really...
You're
on fire.
I'm on fire today. The amount of time it takes for your team to do an inspection that are complimentary, right? If somebody's having challenges, how long would it typically take for a member of your team, tribal members as you like to call them, to come through our listener's house and identify what the challenges are?
So our inspections are free, like you said, and it usually takes an hour or two, depending on what's going on. It could take up to 3 hours if you have a lot of things to evaluate. So we look at all those factors, all those symptoms. We take a lot of different measurements, fancy lasers, all those things to help determine what's going on and get you the right solution.
Is the foundation work, because a lot of our listeners, when I hear foundation, I'm thinking, okay, you need a backhoe. You got to start digging out. Is there stuff that you can do on the inside that's quick and easy to pin stuff up and to reinforce? before you start digging out the side of somebody's home?
Yeah, a lot of our solutions are interior because it's more cost effective and they're very reliable methods. So we can perform most repairs inside or outside, but a lot of the work is actually done from the inside because, you know, to dig a house out after it's been built, there's garages, patios, decks. There's a lot of things that are in the way. And so most of our solutions are right on the inside.
Financing options available if our listeners want to do that?
Yeah, we have no interest and long-term financing options to help make it affordable so anyone can fix their home if they need to.
630 is not happy with me, David. How unprofessional can you be? If you think that was unprofessional, I could double down on it. Please let the guy make his business plug, and how about you shut up? So we've got 2 minutes for the break, Joel. I'll just shut up, turn my mic off, and then there you go.
All right, I've been waiting for this. Now, it's all very helpful information. You know, some people don't know what happens when they urinate outside.
Right, exactly. I'm just adding valuable added information. So the pictures that I showed
it's
you.
It's definitely structural.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's something going on. I'll show you, Joel, as well. I mean, there's something going on. You know, what did you think? I've got some peeling and cracking in the corner of my...
It's like a limestone surround around his garages.
And those are cracking.
Those are cracking.
And they shouldn't be cracking.
I mean, all concrete and all things like that do crack. That's the nature of the beast. But yeah, it could get a lot worse. So yeah, I would recommend that getting fixed.
Yeah. No, yeah. I sent it to our builder and said, hey, can we check this out and tell me what's going on here?
Sure.
So something like that, if I'm only getting it in the garage, it's probably happening in other areas of my house.
It may or may not. Sometimes it's localized. So, you know, there's a lot of, as we talked about, there's different factors that happen and different reasons that a foundation might fail. So sometimes we'll see it right in the corner of a garage, and that's the only spot. Sometimes we'll see an entire home. And sometimes, I say, things progress over time. So,
nice.
So you could have a real localized problem, and you have a little crack now, and it'd pay to help keep it that way.
Phone number for listeners want to reach out.
800-421-7325.